Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, we didn't start it, but there's a fire burning, all right. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the Eagles here and everything about the best game of the season by the whole team, not just the offense. They were excellent yesterday, but the defense, that pass rush, they revved it up. Best game of the Eagles season. Are they fully back? I say yes. And the A.J. Brown situation, it sure feels to me like that wasn't a coincidence yesterday, the way they played without him, Hugh. But speaking of controversy, Hugh Douglas, did you see who fired back over the weekend?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And that was?
Yes, I did. Why are y'all laughing?
Good to have you back.
No, I cut it off because I didn't want, to cut it off.
Mm-hmm. Cut off what?
I just cut it off because I'll listen.
Oh, you just hanging out, listening?
Yeah, hanging out. Yeah.
Okay, well.
That's good. You are the one that's supposed to be on the radio.
I'm a contributor. Though. I'm contributing.
You're the co-host of the show.
I'm contributor.
Okay. Bryce Harper, as I was alluding to, fired
Hugh Giulio
back.
Featuring Hugh Douglas occasionally.
Every now and then.
All right. Bryce Harper fired back. Hugh, this is the least surprising thing. It started last week. So first it was Boris, right? Boris responded to Dave Dombrowski's comments, and he fired back. He's like, yeah, my guy's still elite. But then Bryce Harper himself fired back. So we started with this. On Friday, according to John Heyman of the New York Post, he said that people close to Bryce Harper and the Phillies said that Bryce Harper was reportedly pissed off after what Dave Dombrowski said about him. But then there was this, and Hugh, this was really the money shot over the weekend. This from The Athletic. Philly star Bryce Harper hurt by trade speculation after Dave Dombrowski's comments. The quotes from Bryce Harper of The Athletic this weekend. Quote, I have given my all to Philly from the start. Now there is trade talk. I made every effort to avoid all this. It's all I heard in D.C. with the Nationals. I hated it. It makes me feel very uncomfortable. Now, remember, Dombrowski tried to go on foul territory last week and shoot it down.
Clean it up.
Say they're not going to play. You're not going to trade Bryce Harper. But obviously, that didn't matter to Harper. He's still hurt. More quotes. Quote, because remember Dombrowski had talked about his down year and not as good. Mm-hmm. Quote, all players get hurt, Harper said Saturday. I hurt my wrist this year and missed the month. Of course, I don't have full year numbers. It's just disappointed to hear me being questioned about my contribution to the team. Just really hurt by the notion because I love Philly so much. And then it ended with this. Talking about the trade talk, why it bothers him. Quote, I wanted these fans to know Philly is my home. So from the start, I made the commitment to stay here for the rest of my career. Harper said Saturday, no opt out, even though I was advised otherwise. I trust John. Obviously, they're speaking about John Middleton. And he ended it with this. From changing positions to coming back early from injury, I show total commitment for my team. And yet there is still trade talk. Hugh Douglas. Was that soft or was that justified by Bryce Harper?
Well, it's called playing to the court of public opinion.
Mm.
I mean, that's what I heard. That's a lot. That was a bravo, Bryce Harper, bravo. That was a well-crafted statement, if I do say so myself, because you put everything in there. You know how much this fan base loves you and how up in arms people get when they hear this, because I've even gotten some hateful and mean tweets about when I said it. But listen to what's being said, people. This is where you have to be smarter than what you're showing, is that Dave Dombrowski came out and said what he said, right? And Bryce came back. Like, he's trying to litigate this in the court of public opinion.
Totally.
The only way this thing is going to be resolved, Joe, and I know y'all don't want to hear it, but you know where this is going.
Don't you dare.
You know what I'm about to say. Financial apology.
No.
And it feels to me like the Phillies are going to do it. They're going to give Bryce Harper more money to make him feel better because his feelings was hurt. I love these.
I mean, you're crazy on this.
I wish I had the cachet to go out there in social media and talk about how bad I'm being treated here. And then ask for some more money with a straight face and be like, and then clutch my chest. I have given my all to this radio station. And this is how you're going to repay me?
I can see you. I can see how you craft this. I fell down in the studio and got right back up and finished the segment.
I fell down. I bust my whole entire chin for this station. Do you hear all these fire takes that I have on a day-to-day basis? And this is how you're going to do me?
Every day.
I need to be the only way we can make this right. I need $1 million.
Yeah, this feels like an embarrassing.
This is embarrassing. Kyle's face, like, what the deuce?
I know. I think the one thing you said is totally right.
I need $1 million.
Yeah, you're not getting anything else. The one thing you said is totally right. This is a contract dispute that is being public. It's played out in public. Dombrowski's like, no, we're not. Basically, he said, we're not paying you anymore. Here's why. Boris got all upset about it. And now, the fact that. Hugh, this went to a different level when Harper put his name to the quotes.
Yes,
typically,
it did.
It's like someone close to Bryce Harper says he's pissed off. Okay, that was Friday. When the Harper quotes went out to The Athletic, and it wasn't just one line, like you said, it was a whole thing. My thought is this. Dave Dombrowski started it. It was a mistake by Dave Dombrowski to go public with it.
It wasn't a mistake.
It was a total mistake. But this is soft by Bryce Harper. I mean, can we be real here? I understand why he may be annoyed at Dave Dombrowski for going public with that. But to comment about how hurt you are because the president of the team said you were not elite anymore. I mean, I can understand being upset and maybe having a private conversation with that person. But to go run to a writer to write these quotes out, I felt this was soft. It was soft by Bryce Harper. If this is a public leverage for more money, guess who he's not winning over? Me. I didn't want to pay.
You're the only one, Joe.
Well, that's fine. I didn't want to pay Bryce Harper more 2 years ago when he had 8 years left on his deal. I certainly don't want to pay him now when he has 6 years left on his deal. Bryce Harper is a wonderful player. I hope he's here for the next 6 years and it's a lot of home runs and they win a lot of games.
He's going to be here when they give him some more money. We're going to put some more years on that.
He's here anyway. We're not giving him any more money.
Okay, this is where I have to help y'all, hold y'all hands.
No.
When Dombrowski went out there and said what he said, like, let's be realistic. What did he think was going to happen?
Oh, he started it for sure.
Make those inflammatory.
No, we started.
Oh, that's right. WIP's fault.
No, but when you make inflammatory comments. What do you think the player is going to say? A player of his caliber, a player who we jokingly say is the GM of this squad. What do you think he's going to do? And then you turtle up. I'm about to say something else.
Come on.
But you turtle up. You turtle up. And then go and backtrack your statements, right? And then he comes back and says how hurt and miffed he is. What do you think this is? Where you think this is going?
No, Dombrowski was wrong.
No, he could just grow up.
Well, Dombrowski shouldn't have
started it. No, Dombrowski should have stood on business.
No, he can't stand on business.
No. Why not? He shouldn't have said it.
He walked it back, and the guy's still crying about it.
No, but he shouldn't. Like, if you weren't prepared, this is the point, Joe. If you're not prepared for the consequences, then don't say anything.
I agree with you on that. He shouldn't have said it.
This is what happened. You read him wrong. You thought he would be the type of guy that would say, oh, well, you know what? Maybe he was right. I'm going to work harder next year. No, he's not. He's been the chosen one his whole life.
Well, I think you're onto something, Hugh. Do you think that Bryce Harper's ever been publicly criticized by a baseball person? I don't mean like a fan. I don't mean a talk radio show. I mean
by an organization.
By someone as accomplished as Dave Dombrowski. Bryce Harper's been the chosen one since he was 12 years old, 15 years old. It didn't. No one in baseball's ever said, like a real baseball person has ever said, you're not, you ain't all that. And it just happened publicly. And
when he invoked the fact that he was hurt,
yeah,
and he invoked the fact that he's changed positions and he's did this and that and the third. He's preparing himself for a financial apology.
Look, I understand Bryce Harper's annoyed. I get it. But to me, the soft part is going with the quotes and running to The Athletic to get everyone back on his side. Like, Bryce, come on, man. Like, do we need that? Do we need you? In terms of fire,
yeah,
he's adding
soft.
Fuel. It's soft.
Yeah, it is.
But he did it because he know y'all gonna
I don't
back him.
I don't know.
Why are you trying to run Bryce Harper out of town?
Called him soft.
When I say you, I'm metaphorically.
You people.
The people.
Yeah, you people.
You people. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's backing more money for Bryce Harper except you. I mean, no one signed off on that.
Yeah, hold on. You're the one telling us that they need to pay him more now.
No, I'm saying he's
the only one sticking up for him.
What I'm saying is this. The only way this gets rectified is with more money.
I don't agree.
You don't think so?
You think the only way this gets rectified?
How about I'm sorry from Nate? How about they talk like adults? You know, there was one of the reports this week that said he hasn't spoke to Middleton or Dombrowski since the season ended.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone.
Yeah, and you're going to pick up the phone and say your feelings hurt and then probably hang up.
That's not an adult conversation.
No, you don't have adult conversation when it comes to stuff like this. Yeah. You're hurt, and you want to relay that you're hurt. And, you know, then you're gonna have it to the point where, you know, when you go have the conversation and you're going to bring up the fact that, remember when I asked for some more money?
Yeah.
And you didn't give it to me? That hurt my feelings.
The Phillies would look ridiculous to give him more money now. The team president was on 2 weeks ago and said, I don't know if he's ever going to be elite again. How could they give him more money now? They would look ridiculous.
The same way he went on and said, hey, wait a minute. My bad. I didn't mean it like that.
Even though you did. I mean, you said what you meant.
Like, somewhere along the line, you didn't have a conversation that you needed to have before you had that press conference.
Yeah, this has been a circus for the Phillies for the last 2 weeks. It's a complete circus.
This is going to get ugly.
With the radio, that's why last week we were like, there's nothing to see here. Guys, wake up.
This is going
to
get
wake
ugly.
Wake up. Obviously, Bryce Harper thinks there's something to see here.
But Kyle sees it, though. That's why Kyle's over there looking thoroughly irritated. Well, you see,
I think he's
going
to say you.
Well, yeah. No, because this
is going
to happen.
I'm going with the financial apology thing. That's total nonsense.
This financial apology is going to happen.
It's not.
Would you agree with this? They look ridiculous if they get more money now?
They look ridiculous walking it back to me. You went in a press conference at the end of the season.
No. Walking it back would be giving them a financial apology. Yes. You're the one telling them to stand on business. Standing on business is not giving them a financial apology.
You should have stood on business and said, I said what I said.
Okay, well, they can do that still and by their actions giving them a financial apology.
You also had to listen to what Bryce said, because Bryce said, I've never, even when I was in Washington and they started talking about trading me, I was upset.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I was miffed.
It was a well-crafted statement, in quotes. I mean, it was good.
And to hear, I've given my life for this city. I've worn all these. I've got the Fanatic tattooed on my ass. And this is how you treat me?
On his ass.
Okay, I was being a little hyperbolic.
A little
with that
bit,
one.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
But I feel betrayed. The only way that this will make me feel better is $50 million a year.
Gotta stop.
Yeah, that's a clear no.
50.
No shot. How could they give him more money when the team president just said, I don't know if he'll ever be elite again?
50.
Yeah, you're nuts. You're nuts.
I've never been treated this way before.
So we're all on the same page? This was soft by Harper?
Yeah.
I think it was genius, to be totally honest. They're going to give him more money.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen, Kyle. If this works for Harper, Hugh's going to be walking around the hallway, and anyone that takes this quote will say, man, Emmer's treating me here. I'm hurt. I'm hurt by them.
For all of our sakes, we
Joe
just
and Kyle beat
happen.
Me up every day. I need more money to work for these guys.
I've never been treated like this before in my whole radio career.
And this is why we beat you up every day, because of this nonsense. All right? Let's go to Luke at Stone Harbor. What's up, Luke?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Luke, what's up?
So I just hearing you guys talking about, obviously, everything going on with Bryce Harper and all this stuff. My biggest problem with it all is I just can't stand it. I mean, seems like all of the problems in all of Philadelphia sports always just comes from people running their mouths about rumors and speculations and everything. I mean, we've seen it last year with everybody saying that Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown hate each other. Not right now. We're seeing it with Bryce Harper, him if he's an elite player and whatnot and stuff. I just can't stand it. I mean, no one really knows exactly what's going on. Bryce Harper is obviously, like we guys just explained, that he's the guy for Philadelphia. He bleeds Philadelphia. All he cares about is Philadelphia. He wanted to shut down everything with Nationals, like when he had with the Nationals, about him being a trade, getting traded and all that stuff. I think it always just blows my mind. Bryce Harper deserves better. I think it's completely justified for him to be upset about people running their mouths about him. After, I mean, we just got done a pretty brutal end to our season, and I think that's the last thing that he wants to deal with right now.
So I understand how he feels, Luke, but was it justified to go run to the Athletic and give comments about how hurt he is? Like, I can feel a certain way. I don't have to tell everyone listening how I feel at all the time.
I get that. I mean, that's fair. There's definitely better ways to go about it. I mean, yeah, like you guys said, a conversation face-to-face is a good thing.
But when it goes public in the first place, I mean, it's kind of
Exhibit A.
What do you want to be perceived as? You want to be perceived as the guy who is, everybody knows Bryce Harper, like I said, is the guy in Philadelphia. But you want to see him at the point where anybody, his own, I mean, what, president can go around saying that he's not an elite player. I mean, that just doesn't help out.
I agree with that.
Live your truth,
now,
Luke.
This started with Dombrowski for, and Luke, appreciate the phone call. This started with Dombrowski. The Dombrowski started this nonsense, and then here we are 2 weeks later.
Oh, now you're mad at Dombrowski?
I said from the jump he should have said that.
He did.
He shouldn't have said it. Like, where were? What
but
did
he
you
said
think?
It. But,
right, I know that, but he shouldn't have.
Well, I look at it like, and you might be right, but I look at it like this. At the end of the season, you could even chalk it up to your emotions getting the better of you. But the bottom line is this. What was Bryce Harper's numbers in the postseason?
Not good.
Okay.
Not good.
So if that's the way you felt and Bryce Harper didn't do anything, Bryce Harper's being a little bit of he's being a bad person. Just let me say that. Because you didn't contribute in the postseason, and then you got mad and started talking about your injury and what you – like you didn't have a whole season. That's snowflakey to me. And then that perfect – shout-out to Luke. Luke, I'm not picking on you. But that's a perfect example of why he did what he did. Because now people are going to justify him saying what he said. And the bottom line is this, Bryce. You didn't show up in the postseason. That's the bottom line. And then you got mad when you got called out about it. And instead of going to the source – you went to the papers. You did everything that you talk about we do. You went to the papers. You want to have your drama litigated in the court of public opinion.
Right. Like, so you're totally right on this. And again, Bryce Harper could feel any way he wants to feel, right? There's nothing wrong with how that's his feeling. Whatever he felt when he heard all this stuff, that's him.
Yeah.
But he could have easily picked up the phone to John Middleton and said, "Hey, what is this? Like, he could say all those quotes. Like, I gave you 13 years. I didn't want an opt out. I always want to be here. Why are we doing this?" He could have called Dave Dombrowski. "Dave, could we talk? That bothered me." Like, that is a very reasonable thing to for him to do. And we never had to find out about it. He gave the quotes to Matt Gelb of The Athletic. Like, I don't think Matt Gelb was outside his house knocking on the door. He probably called him or sent through channels, gave him an ability to write those quotes in his piece. That's on Bryce Harper. Again, this started with Dombrowski. Dombrowski was wrong to start, but now Bryce Harper could have responded in a lot of different ways. He could have been motivated. He could have called Dombrowski. They could have talked it out like grown-ups. Instead, we have whatever those quotes were, as Hugh determined, it was performance art by Bryce Harper.
It was performative. You don't think so?
It was, yeah.
It was performative.
The hurt, I've given everything for this city.
Am hurt?
Yeah.
Have you seen my outfits that I've worn before
you know
the game?
Have you seen the rivalry pack?
If he said that, I would have cursed on the air.
Have you seen the tattoo on my buttocks?
It's not on his butt.
Have you seen me make smoothies? I've made smoothies for you people.
They're all the banana bread I made on TikTok.
This has felt very Sixers-ish the last 2 weeks. Yeah. This has been a Sixers thing.
How dare you question me?
Well, I never.
And I never will again.
Let's go to Ron in Monco. What's up, Ron?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Ron, up, good man? Afternoon.
Well, you know, the knives are out. Okay? And this is it's going to get worse. But you know what? This is a good thing because guess what? This just opens up the door to get Dombrowski out of it. Because Middleton's going to take the Golden Boy over Dombrowski.
Mm.
Okay.
Think you're right on that.
We need to get Dombrowski out of here. As bad as the owner is, nice guy, got plenty of money, just doesn't have direction, has a bunch of yes men around him. You know, how would you like to go down the list of the special, what do they call them, special advisors on the list?
Yeah.
These are all yes men just holding on to their job. But anyway, this is as I said a long time ago, this is going to end ugly. Bryce Harper, Hugh, he's at the tail end. You're lucky you got 7 years out of him, okay? And you see him, it's getting worse and worse every season. I'm not blaming anything on Bryce, but Bryce, I mean, he's pretty much done his part for the most part in between all these injuries. And more than half of them were not his doing. you know, getting hit at the, in the box so many times, breaking fingers, breaking thumbs, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But, you know, this team is too old. Okay? You have to do some really hard soul searching here. What is it going to be? Shirts and hats and hot dog sales? Or are we going to try to freshen this team up? And these kids, if you're counting these kids on the roster, these two hot shots down there, okay, let me tell you something. These kids are nothing. If they're 22 and 23 and they're still struggling in AAA, these are not Acuñas. These are not Freddie Freemans. These are not superstars. These are more on the line of the stuff that we turn out. So this team's in big trouble with these big contracts. And if anybody thought this was a good idea, Joe, to dump 13 years on a player and 11 years on a player when they're coming up on 30 into 31, these people need to be locked up in baseball prison.
Well, Ron, you and I agree on some of that, and we appreciate the phone call.
Guilty!
Yeah, that's for Nebraska. The Bryce Harper original contract was not a crazy one to give out. He was 25, right? That's why you give out a 13-year deal, because it's over by the time he's 38. The Turner one is a different story. He'll be limping around at 40 trying to play shortstop or whatever position he's going to be at. That's going to be a mess at the end.
That's harsh.
Well, do you think he'll play shortstop well at 40?
No.
Okay, so that is why. The Harper one is fine as long as we don't do what Hugh says to give out financial apologies. If they came out and gave him an extension to make him feel better, it would be a joke. It'd be a joke.
I think that's what he's looking for, though.
I'm
not saying that they're going to do it, but he's trying to position himself to get
he's
that.
He's been asking for more money for years, which is probably how this started.
And what better way to do that than to feel disrespected?
Yeah, it's a joke.
And then to throw out, like, I feel like he might request to be traded. Like, he might, if he feels that strongly about it.
This is as messy of a Monday as Hugh Douglas has had.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a record. I'm reckless.
Hold on.
I like Messy Monday, by the way.
I do.
Hugh coined that earlier.
You know what? Yeah. We got a new bit, Messy Monday. So an hour ago, Hugh just speculated, like, what if the Raiders offered Max Crosby for A.J. Brown? And now you think Bryce might ask to be traded.
Yeah. I do. I mean, because you went all in. Like, listen to the quotes. And I know I've been, you know, being hyperbolic when I say it, but he sounded like a jilted lover.
Quote, "I have given my all to Philly from the start. Now there is trade talk. I made every effort to avoid this. I heard in D.C. The Nationals. I hated it. It makes me feel uncomfortable."
You knew the situation I was in D.C. And I came here and I gave, how many years? 6 years of
seven,
my life.
Seven
years of my life, and this is how you repay me.
By the way, I'm calling a little BS on the Nationals trade rumors. I don't remember that at all.
No, that's
maybe
what I'm saying.
Maybe last year.
That wouldn't hit me, too. I was like, wait, really?
He sounded like a jilted lover.
I think his last year, because they knew he was going to walk. So there was some. But the other years, they were in contention. He was winning MVPs. Right. He was 21.
Yeah, that felt like a little. He embellished that.
Sometimes people think they could throw these things in there and we won't pick up on them. Well, we picked
nothing
up on them.
Nothing gets past us.
Not this show. Not on a Messy Monday. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on what has been coined a Messy Monday here. Your reaction to all this, the Eagles, are they fully back? I think they are. That was their best performance of the season. You start stacking the last few weeks here. I mean, they have been one of the most productive offense in the league the last 3 weeks. They're winning games two in a row after the two-game losing streak. The defense had itself a day. And the A.J. Brown stuff, was that a coincidence? They played their best football yesterday without A.J. Brown. It wasn't a coincidence to me. And you can also react to Bryce Harper's comments shooting back at Dave Dabrowski and the trade rumors, which I'm not even really sure what he's talking about with the trade rumors. The Joel Sherman thing?
No, yeah, that was weird. Like, maybe it's trades or trade speculation or just, you know, talk out there, but I haven't heard trade rumors.
The closest thing was Joel Sherman, we played it last week.
But that's not even a rumor. He just said he wouldn't be shocked if he was traded.
Yeah, which is not, I mean, based on the way Dabrowski talked, it didn't feel like a crazy thing to say. Bryce Harper is hurt. Was that soft by Bryce to go with those quotes, or is it justified? Where do you come now? 215-592-9494. Coming up, all that, and we'll let you hear from the Giants on the controversial moment of the game. Maybe they did have a point, though, but boy, Brian Daboll looked like a big old baby on the sidelines. That's next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ruled forward progress on the play for a first down. New York had challenged the play. I explained to them that since we ruled forward progress, there was no challenge on the play. It will be first down, Philadelphia.
How do you rule forward progress and the whistle hadn't even blown?
Listen, it's the tush push. The play is all about not blowing the whistle on forward progress.
They did not blow the whistle on the forward progress. The quarterback reached the ball out and the play wasn't stopped.
The league has a problem. This tush-push thing, this is ridiculous.
The league has a problem.
They have a sliding scale on how they officiate the tush-push.
Brian Daboll threw his flag down again. There's no way you can call for it. The whistle didn't blow.
Yeah, I like his defiance, though.
Yeah, tough scene for the Giants radio network there as they're going through the tush push, which was looked like a fumble, but then it wasn't because forward progress had been stopped.
It
obviously was a fumble. Yeah, we got away with one there. We got away with it.
Hurts got to stop doing that.
Yeah, so he almost acted as if it was the goal line, right? Like, you know, you break the plane. It's
not
a touchdown.
The first time he's done that.
No, he does it. I agree with you. That was a play we got away with yesterday because if they didn't rule forward progress was stopped, and typically on the tush push, they don't rule it that quickly. They let the play kind of express itself, and then wherever he lands, he lands. They called that early, and if they didn't call it early, Hugh, that's obviously a fumble.
Yeah, it looked like one, man, and that's why the Giants are livid. But you can't be so livid that you lose your cool and do stupid stuff like that and lose your time. Yeah. You can't do that.
Especially when they told Brian Daboll that
you can't challenge it.
And then he threw the flag. Like, I mean, he acted like a toddler on the sideline yesterday. They tell you you can't challenge and you throw the flag anyway. And if you throw the flag, they have to charge you the timeout. I mean, that's a coach that clearly knows his days are numbered there with that franchise. So he's acting out on the sidelines. And then Kayvon Thibodeau, Giants defensive end, clearly not happy after the game. Let's add this to the, is he an enemy of the tush push? It certainly sounds like. Let's hear Thibodeau.
I don't know. That's some bullshit, man. Honestly, when it comes to that play and what happened, I feel like, you know, the refs, they got a kind of a hard job because they don't know when to stop it, you know, and I think it's tough on defense, obviously, because it's like you stop the first surge, the refs don't blow the whistle. You get the ball out and you take it, now all of a sudden it's, you know, whatever you said, the forward progress. So
progress, though.
At the end of the day, you just got to keep playing, man. Shit happens. Try to keep giving it your best and live with the results.
What was their explanation to you, at least? Did you ask? And
He said they called the forward progress before he reached the ball out. So sounds like some bullshit to me. But
you didn't hear a whistle, right?
That's the hard part about the tush push. Yeah, sorry. I mean, that was a great call by the ref.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so Brian Burns chiming in there. He's like, buddy, you're going to get fined for this. So he pulls the whole thing back. Look, it looked like a fumble. It was a weirdly officiated game the whole time, right? There was the inadvertent whistle on the Jake Elliott missed field goal.
What was that,
I don't know.
I mean, because they were like, we don't know where it came from. Couldn't they just, like, there's cameras everywhere. Couldn't they see a ref put a whistle up to his face and blow it if that was the case?
Also, like, don't you think one of the refs would own up to it? Like, me, guys. I'm sorry. There's only so many officials out there.
Yeah.
Unless a fan snuck a whistle in and was using it. I don't know how that would work. They don't have microphones on them. It can't be that loud.
It was weird.
Well, you knew it was real, too, the way Elliott reacted. Like, he heard a whistle. I mean, he acted like, what was that? And it threw off the whole thing. And then there was the non-interference, the offensive pass interference on the Giants. I mean, that was a—I don't know. It could have went either way. The game was over at that point. That didn't really affect the game. The fumble, non-fumble by Hurts, and that weird play on Elliott, it just was an oddly officiated game yesterday. But on both sides. 215-592-9494. Damon, Delco. What's up, Damon?
Yo, man. I'm here.
What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
I'm going to get that off speaker, man.
That'd be great.
Why are we on speaker?
Oh. Sure. I really should call that.
I got to off it.
What's up, man?
Damon, what's up?
Hey, listen. I think we good, fellas. What's up with y'all, man? Hugh?
How you doing today, man?
Joe Giglio.
What's up, hey. Damon? How you feeling today? We back?
Hey, we back, fellas. We back. It's a great day. A great, great day. A great Monday, man. I was so happy to see my boys. Remember I called on Friday, right? And I told y'all about Goddard and Dotson and Smith. Man, they had a hell of a day. Oh, excuse me. They had a heck of a day, man.
They had a great day. And you know what? I love that when Dotson's not a guy that gets a lot of targets, but he's always ready, Damon. When they throw him one, like in the Super Bowl or yesterday for the big one, he's ready when the ball comes to him.
Always ready. That's my guy right there. And I try to. And then your boy AJ, man. Listen, with him, y'all, he just got to fall in line, man. It's like Embiid got to fall in line. AJ got to fall in line because without him, we still look good, but we definitely need him. And our schedule, brothers, we had a tougher schedule, but I don't believe nobody on our schedule that's left that really can beat us. I ain't scared of nobody. We the champs. I ain't scared of them at all, Hugh. And the last thing I want to leave y'all with, and y'all can go ahead and take me out of here, is my boy Jalen is way underappreciated, and he's the best QB ever the Eagles have, and he keeps getting better and better every year. Love y'all, man.
Damon, we appreciate it. So a couple things unpacked from the end of Damon's call.
See, Damon just told us, I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
Yeah, like pure insanity.
So
he said, shut up, y'all.
That pregnant pause before ever the Eagles have had.
Yes.
That struck me because I thought he was saying Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback of all time in the NFL. That's off of a call we got last week. Remember, top four in the last 40 years?
Yeah.
But Jalen, as far as Jalen being the best Eagles quarterback ever? Yeah. Sure. That's he's stacking those the evidence of that every single game, every single year. Jalen is clearly atop the Eagles.
What about
Eagles
being undefeated the rest of the way?
I'm not ready to sign off on that. Yeah, look, I think the Eagles are back. It is fair to note the last three games are Giants, Vikings, Giants, right?
It's going to get a little bit tougher.
Yeah, I mean,
as we get through this thing, it's going to get real.
You know when we're going to know if they're back like last year back after the Packers and Lions game. Right? If they win both of those games and they win them like in a convincing fashion or something close to it. Yeah, I mean, they will be the best team in the NFL through the 10 games without question. If they get to 8-2 with wins over the Packers in Green Bay and the Lions here on a short week, that is like, whoa, that's last year kind of stuff. And it is similar time of the year. Remember last November, they got into it and it was Commanders, it was Rams, it was Ravens. Like that was the time to take off. And they did. Bruce in D.C. is up on WIP. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, what's going on? Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing on this glorious Monday?
Bruce, we're doing great. After it's a victory Monday and a messy Monday, according to Hugh Douglas.
Messy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what a messy. I'm not gonna jump in on that energy. And you guys talked about Bryce a little bit, and I'm just getting annoyed about that. I just want to be focused on the Eagles. The Bryce thing, it is what it is. You know, we'll work that out. I mean, it was just a glorious weekend over the weekend. Look, I was up in Philly in the casino on Saturday when I watched the Sixers pull out that game against a tough Charlotte team.
With Grimes, you know, with the game-winning shot? What a night.
Yeah, Yes, yes. And then, I mean, in the Flyers, I mean, the Flyers won earlier that day. And then just watch that game on Sunday. Look, I took the social media and I said one particular thing. A lot of people love that. I said that order is being restored to our internal chaos. that's basically what we witnessed on Sunday. I mean, the running game is back, and man, Tank, I tell you, I watched a couple of those moves on that run he did on that second. That's when the game was over. When he ran that 30-plus yard on a second and 31, and he did two cutback moves. He is a natural at that. I think we have a legitimate 1-2 punch, and I want to see that more going forward when we come out of here.
Yeah, look, he has more burst than I thought he did. I mean, I saw him a little bit in Jacksonville, but like I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a second and whatever, 26, 28, whatever it was, go for a first down on a run. I mean, that was wild.
Right. No, and he showed, and he did it again. I mean, he's got a cutback move with burst that even, I don't know, it looks even, is on par with Barkley, maybe even a little better. I was very impressed. So hopefully they'll see that, and we're going to come out with guns blazing on that. And Jalen did what he had to do, and I'm going to tell you this thing. You know what? Let me just say one more thing. I'm telling you, I'm just so annoyed about A.J. Brown and his bull crap, you know, that tweet that he put out while he's been injured. This guy is a me person. He's not buying. He's clashing with the team dynamic. And I don't believe he's going to be traded. I think just because of the cap hit, unless the team says, oh, we're going to give you a cash incentive on top of maybe asking for a number one pick, which is going to be ridiculous. I don't think that's going to happen. But you know what? We're just going to weather the storm with him. Even if he wins another Super Bowl, I want him out of there because we can win. Look, we can move on without him, and he's clashing with the energy. He's not with this team thing. It's all about AJ.
I thought you weren't going to get messy.
Well, he got fully messy. Bruce, I agree with you. Good phone call. I think there's an expiration date on the AJ thing. Now, the question is it next Tuesday or is it in the offseason? I don't think he's going to be on the team next year. I don't think the 2026 Eagles will have AJ Brown. I think this is a divorce we're headed for. And, Hugh, I think we all hope, and I bet the Eagles hope, can we just patch this thing together for what, just the rest of the season and try to win another Super Bowl, and then maybe everyone goes their separate ways in the offseason.
Yeah, that's what it kind of feels like. It feels like, you know, we're at an impasse with this, and you're just trying to make sure, you're just trying to keep it together as long as you possibly can.
Yeah, and I also think if he was producing the way he did a few years ago, maybe they would force it even longer, but he hasn't. I mean, this season, and even last year, his production isn't what it was a few years ago. So it's like, is the juice worth the squeeze? All the nonsense, he's not quite, in terms of numbers, in terms of productivity, what it was a few years ago. We'll see. I just put it this way in my mind. If he wants to be here, he will be here next Tuesday when the trade deadline passes. If he doesn't, I think if you're tired of hearing A.J. Brown trade rumors, buckle up the next week, because I imagine there's going to be quite a few out there that this team called the Eagles, that team called the Eagles. And everything I heard this weekend was not the Eagles will hang up the phone. What was that thing a couple years ago? Remember Brian Windhorst when it was about Tyrese Maxey?
Mm-hmm.
He had that line, like, "It don't lose our number. Like, we won't listen to Tyrese Maxey trade." Like, teams can put out trade stuff if they want to. They could say, we won't trade this player. John Middleton once famously said he wouldn't trade Zach Wheeler for Babe Ruth. Like, if a team wants to stop trade rumors, they stop it. This guy is untouchable. They haven't done that with the A.J. Brown thing, which means they're going to listen over the next week, and we'll see where it goes. Let's go to Dave in Glassboro talking about the Bryce Harper thing. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Dave.
Might beat up some metaphors here, but
go for it.
You're talking about toddlers and the bull. I'm going to speak about another toddler, and that's Bryce Harper. Now, don't get me wrong. Guy's been everything. He's been advertised. Great player, but he's not a team leader. He's a diva, and you only tolerate the divas when they're hitting the high notes. Nobody's going to mess around Mariah Carey if she can't sing like that anymore. So now you got this diva acting like a diva in the clubhouse, but he's not delivering anymore. And that's going to be a problem for the Phillies in the clubhouse, because everyone's going to be looking at him like he's batting 250. He's doing the same thing I am, but he gets to be pretty much the GM at a franchise. That's not going to be good for the Phillies moving forward. That said, I think Hugh's right here. they're going to do something for him to make him feel good because he's the face of the franchise. Even though that's been staged from the beginning, all that, he's done and said the right things because he did his research, but he's not a team leader. He's going to be a drag on this franchise if they don't do something to move him or recognize the level he's on.
But, well, Dave, I get what you're saying. And look, Hugh could end up being right here. And Dave, good phone call, man. If he is right, I'm going to scream, though. Like, there is no justification for the Phillies to give Bryce Harper more money. Well, you know how in those quotes to The Athletic this week, he talked about how he signed up for 13 years.
Yes.
Because he committed.
Yes, and he was like, he took a no trade clause.
It's a two-way street, though. When you sign up for 13 years and you put no opt-outs, you can't renegotiate. That's why Scott Boras encouraged him, hey, Bryce, put some opt-outs in so then we can renegotiate and we get more money. He said no. So he gave up his right to renegotiate for more money. He didn't get any more money.
Yeah, and that's why he feels the way he feels.
Well, that's his problem.
Well, technically it's the Phillies' problem because they allowed him to do this. They enabled this behavior. With everything that they've done up until this point, in the world of pettydom, he's well within his rights to feel the way.
And
that
you
he
are
feels.
King Petty.
Yeah, he's well within his rights because
pettydom?
Yeah, in the world of pettydom.
What was the first segment? The word you came up with today?
Syncopity.
Sure,
something like that. But anyway, but he's right because everything that you've done up until this point has put Bryce Harper in a position where he feels like he's untouchable. You know, and I'll even go back so far as when they were talking about Topper and they asked him, you know, out of all the times that they ask you your opinion about something, this is the one time you don't have nothing to say?
Ask Dombrowski.
He was like, oh, that's above my pay grade. But you had a whole lot to say when they were talking about Ranger. Oh, he looks good. He looks like, hey, he ain't look like that in a while. You know, yeah, like that's what I'm talking about. So now – for him to go out there and take out a whole front page in the paper, I like hyperbole.
I know.
I'm being
messy. It's all
with
online, but I do like the idea of a front page.
I'm being messy on the money.
It's good.
And for you to sit there and invoke how much you've sacrificed, how about you have some sack flies in the postseason? How about you hit some home runs?
You're feeling yourself way too much.
I am. I'm on the road this morning.
It's almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
But no, it's just funny. I just find it hilarious that he knows that this can play out for him to his benefit in the court of public opinion.
What do you think the reaction would be if the Phillies gave Bryce Harper a contract extension right after the team president said, I don't know if he'll ever be elite again?
I almost guarantee you that there would be at least 15 people calling and said he deserved it. For everything that he went through.
Yeah, I'm going to vomit if that happens, all right? Slick Rick in West Philly up. What's up, Slick Rick?
Fellas.
What's Slick Rick?
Because he's definitely on the road this morning, man. Excellent show, as always.
Well, thank you, sir.
Pardon me. Basically, long story short, I'm going to go to AJ first. Mm-hmm. AJ Brown Ego, I'm going to call him. Got a new last name, Brown Ego. He got to fall back a little bit. Because the fact remains is he got his money, and it's a team effort. Like, Hugh, you know this. It's not about one dude. It's like when they snap the ball, it's like everybody. Mm-hmm. And they're winning. They're successful. He has to fall back, man. Because they look real good without him. I tell you that. You need to look at that game tape from yesterday and see that he wasn't out there. And they look the best that they've looked an extended period of time.
By far, yeah, Slick Rick. I mean, they did everything well yesterday. Yep.
So it's not like they look bad and it's like, oh, see, I wasn't out there. Nah, you weren't out there, dog. And they were balling. Okay? You were not necessary yesterday, obviously. But going back to Bryce, listen, I'm just going to put it all out there. I got a Bryce Harper jersey before he signed his contract. So when I make this statement and the solution to the whole thing, and it's not because of the statements. It has nothing to do with the statements. Because if you look back on the contract when it was signed, then, and then what it is now, it's just a compromise. Only fair. Solomon's wisdom. Give him a one-year extension and a bump on the remaining years for $2 million. But it's conditional. He has to go back out to right field. They signed Peter Alonso as a free agent, put him on first base, and it's upgraded two positions. Get Castellanos out of there That's who gets traded. And put Pete Alonso at first base. And listen, the whole team is better as a result.
Well, Slick Rick, they would be better, and we appreciate Funko. That would make it better if Alonso was at first and Harper was back in the outfield. I agree with that part. But I don't have any empathy that he signed a contract that everyone with a brain knew would phase out. Like, anyone with a brain seeing where baseball salary is going, like, yeah, 5, 6, 7 years from now, he's going to be underpaid considering the other stars in Major League Baseball. I don't care. That's his fault. I mean, he signed the contract. I don't understand. What is the point of contracts if we just decide, I don't like this anymore, I want to redo it?
Yeah, Hugh.
Because you outplayed your contract.
He did. He's not outplaying it right now.
No, but he was... Not
anymore.
No, he wasn't. But he was asking for money before this happened.
He did.
He was asking for money before that. Mm. So now, I feel like he feels that, you know, he's been betrayed.
Excuse me?
Okay. When... I know y'all.
Betrayed is such a strong word.
You know, okay. These things, but y'all have to step back and look at it for what it is. What did he say in his full front page writing of his?
He said he felt betrayed. He's hurt.
And he felt hurt.
Yeah.
What part are you missing? Why are you jumping all over me? And I'm just ad-libbing what Buddy went and sat down and had folks write for him. He had that him and his wife sat up there and his agent. Said, whatever we write and whatever full-page ad we taking out, it got to hit home.
I just imagining an actual full-page ad like the old-school newspaper.
It
got to
hit home.
Front page, I'm hurt.
Listen,
Bryce Harper on the Phillies.
That was a well-crafted email.
I know it was.
And you put in there the fact that you, number one, you covered all the bases. You covered the sacrifice. Like, you basically told the fans, that, before I got here, baseball was dead. That's what you said. And to a certain extent, he's right. He did, let's be honest. He did revive the Phillies.
He did. But he was paid handsomely to come do that.
I'm not.
I mean, this was a two-way street.
No.
Here for free.
Allow me to cook.
All right.
Allow me to cook.
Go ahead.
He said, and that's why he feels betrayed. Because in a situation like that, Joe, you got to read between the lines. He said, I saved you mofos because you guys were flailing. You were in the Adubo Herrera era.
And Mike Franco and Cesar Hernandez.
And I came in this piece and I gave you life. Yeah, I was hurt this year, but this is how you're going to repay me? And I asked for some more money and you didn't give it to me? And then you're going to get out there, you're going to have the nerve to roll your ass out there in a press conference and talk bad about me? $50 million a year. That's the only way.
Everything you said before that, I was nodding along. I get
50 million.
He can feel that way.
I feel betrayed because I saved you.
They would look like baseball's laughingstock. 10 days after their team president says, I don't know if he'll ever be elite again. Let's just pay him more money because Hugh Douglas thinks he's hurt.
I'm just telling you, man, this is where this is going to go. There's no way. There's only one recourse here.
That's not true.
No, they just talk like
way more than one
it's
recourse.
It's only one recourse.
No, they're. How?
Pay me?
No.
Make me feel bad.
I know what the one recourse was.
Money makes you feel bad.
I'm wondering how you drew the conclusion that this is the only possible recourse.
No, because it's money. It's money's the only possible recourse.
Or, they could just sit down and talk
and say, what do you got to say to me? You already fired the first sign. Well, I ain't got nothing to say. I'm going to talk to the Athletic. I ain't got nothing to say to you.
Well,
I'm going to talk to the
Athletic. I do agree with the point, if you're making it, that Dabrowski, ultimately, this is his fault. He started this. He started it.
No,
he didn't have to. The guy's been as buttoned up as anyone in baseball, and he gets he got messy 10 days ago for no reason.
I don't. You know what he strikes me as? A dude that ain't never been into a fight before.
Dave Dombrowski?
Yeah.
That's probably accurate.
Because if you
can't imagine how many scuffles Dave Dombrowski's been in.
Come on. Because you got to know that if you throw the first punch, somebody's swinging back. That's what you did. You threw the first punch. And then when he swung on you, he was like, dog, what you doing? I was just playing.
He did that thing where he threw a punch and then turned around and walked away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, dog, what you think was about to happen? Like, what are you doing? What are we doing here? What are we doing? So the only recourse now is you got to pay me.
No.
Again, it's not the only recourse.
Only one.
No.
Well, Hugh's crafted this in his brain. This is a one-way street.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an insane. That's the only,
how about we just call for what it is? Bryce Harper's soft for firing back to the Athletic. Soft.
I'm just waiting to see if he does this. Because then I'm going to Odyssey And I'm asked for a financial.
I know. See, this is really, it's about Hugh. Because, right, if Bryce gets paid, I could hear Hugh running up
our
down the
hallway. Sweating.
It's tough to work with these guys. I need help. I need a financial apology.
I am hurt by Joe Giglio's comments.
I'm going to go
yesterday.
In the office, and I'm going to tell Rod, I can't work under these conditions anymore.
You think they'll buy that or laugh right out of the building?
No.
This industry? More money?
They're going to pull out a big...
Then I'm going to go to the Athletic, and I'm going to write a story.
They're going to pull out your HR file.
Kyle, but I'm going to get somebody, I'm going to get one of my smart friends to craft me an email, and I'm going to send it with some real big words.
Yeah, like what words?
Yeah, like the ones you made up today.
No, I'm going to use some real
Edit them.
Words. I'm going to use real words.
No, you need to use made up words so they think that it came from you.
I'm going to get a lawyer. I'm going to be in my feelings.
Yeah, again, it comes back to being about you. We get it.
Podcast, Hugh Douglas, lawyers up.
215. The Bryce Harper situation, lawyers
what
up.
What do you people say about me on a daily basis?
That actually might be your best leg to stand on. You might get some payoff.
I've never been through this kind of
not even the ones we read. Like, yeah. We could scroll through.
Yeah. You might have a case there. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. On the Eagles, are they fully back in your mind? The A.J. situation, was that a coincidence yesterday? It wasn't for me. They played their best football without A.J. Brown. And Bryce Harper, was it soft or justified to run to the Athletic and give those quotes about being hurt? It was totally soft. I think Dabrowski was wrong, but Harper's also soft here. Like, talk like grown-ups. Plus, we'll get to the rest of Sunday's NFL action, our takeaways as well. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who'll win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.